Do you agree we're a sophisticated, intelligent government?
All right. Do I agree that we are?
Quickly. Do you concur that the United States is an intelligent, sophisticated government? Do you agree that the United States is a sophisticated government?
Yes, I don't understand the premise of the question, but yes, I accept.
Okay, then why would you? Why wouldn't this sophisticated, intelligent government have been able to capture this gentleman? He's still at large. He's responsible for 9/11. Everybody goes on and on about 9/11.
I'm getting close speechless because I really, you and I are not connecting, and we're not connecting because you're just emoting.
I'm going to try.
This is one of the hardest things I've ever done. But I'm going to. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Go back to Rahm Emanuel leaving out national security as one of the top five things the Democrats have to do to take back the House. Are you suggesting that you think the president and this current administration have nothing on Democrats when it comes to national security because we haven't captured bin Laden? I'm trying to understand. Is that what you're... There's no wrong answer.
Right. There's no wrong answer. There's no right answer. Exactly. And you know.
No, there is. Jesus. I knew this was gonna be here. There is a right answer. This is not a trick question. I'm not trying to trip you up. I'm trying to determine what you really think. Do you think that that Bush has nothing on the Democrats when it comes to national security because we haven't captured bin Laden?
No, I think he does have. I think he does have something. But the point is, if this is such a sophisticated, intelligent government, he would have already been able to capture this individual. He's still at large, and our reason for being in Iraq was because of 9/11. And how much sense does that make?
You have to look at things. Could you tell me? Hold. It's my turn.
Okay, go ahead.
When did we capture Adolf Hitler in World War II and thus proclaim victory over the Nazis?
When did we it was in the 40s?
We never did capture him. He committed suicide. We never captured him. The point being that you're focusing on something that is so irrelevant to the issue of national security.
No, sir, it's not irrelevant.
Yes,
because it is.
I am trying to help you. You are a lost soul with you are a lost soul with a great good heart, and you are so misfocused on what's important.
Can I say something? It's important to have two parties, okay? It's important to have a two-party system. Everybody doesn't agree. You have to have dissenting opinions are important. Sometimes that brings about conflict. Conflict brings change. That's important. But I think what I don't think is okay is that you just wanna when I'm trying to speak, you have to say you're a law. I'm not saying that about you. That's immature. That's why I said your show is entertaining. You don't have to tell someone, "Oh, you're so lost, you're so this." No, we have dissenting opinions.
But you are you're like a friend of mine. I can't ask this guy I know a question without him thinking he's being insulted, so he insults everybody back.
No. But
I'm not insulting you with this. I am trying to help you. I think it is, it's close to beyond my ability to intellectually comprehend your position, and to discuss it with you is a challenge to me because I would like to have you looking at this in the proper contextual way and then come up with whatever opinion you want. I'm not trying to form your opinion, but the basis, the context, the factual foundation you are using to form your beliefs is so, it's so wrong and erroneous that you are hopeless. You have no hope of discovering and finding the truth. You have created a false truth, and from that truth descends all of your beliefs. And because that false truth is bogus, everything you believe is nonsensical. Now, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings here, but you have to be snapped back to reality. It is irrelevant whether we capture bin Laden in terms of which party leads the way on national security. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it. I don't know if you have kids or not, but whether we captured your kids after they broke the window in your house is just as irrelevant to whether we've captured bin Laden. You have a view of the country and the world that I think is the result of whatever sources you access poisoning your whole outlook on things. The real problem, if you're a Democrat, that you have is that your party, and it's been this way for 30 years, well, yeah, 30 since the 70s, you are perceived as gutless, cowards, wimps, when it comes to defending and protecting this country. You routinely impugn the military, you attack it. You go out of your way to impugn the members of the military. Your media writes stories about what a bunch of hayseed hicks they are because they live in America. They have no hope. They have no hope to find a good job because they live in America. So they have to join the military and risk their life just to get a college education because the country is in such bad shape. Well, that is so cockeyed. It is so offensive and it's so wrong that it's baseless. It forms no substance on which to even have a conversation. And I'm trying to help you see things in a much larger context. But until you abandon the sources that are providing you the information you have, your context and your vision is not going to expand. So what do you mean, a sophisticated government? Why haven't we captured bin Laden? When did we capture Tojo? When did we capture Gorbachev? When did we capture any of the other people that we have defeated? We've captured Saddam, and you people say we're just in a quagmire in Iraq. So here we've captured one guy, and all of a sudden it hasn't mattered. It's irrelevant. Angelica, Susan in Newton, New Jersey, you're next on the program. Welcome.
Hi, it's a great honor, Rush.
Thank you very much.